millions of people around the world are wild about a sport many native-born Americans have never played. According to the sports website Sportiology, cricket is second only to soccer in global popularity. There are several adult cricket leagues in the Lansing area, and it's not uncommon to see an evening game in progress at a local school playground. But this summer, officials in Okemos will offer the sport to young children for the first time. Current State's Kevin Labrie joins me now to explain. Kevin, cricket's an enormous sport overseas, right?
Absolutely, Mark. Historians believe cricket originated somewhere around the 13th century in medieval England. And if you look around to what used to be the British Empire of the Victorian era, it's not hard to find cricket. It is big in the UK, in South Africa, Australia, and especially India. Unlike baseball, there are actually two batters who work as a team, and they do not run a diamond-shaped baseline. The Okemos Community Education Office will begin cricket league play in July, and the staff is just now starting the registration process. When I found out that Okemos was starting a kids' cricket league, I knew my moment of glory had come. Not for myself, of course. I'm a couple of years over the age limit. But for my young protege. We'd been training hard all winter, conditioning, toning, shaping. We were ready for action.
Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten.
Finally, we were ready to talk to the Okemos Community Education cricket guru, Recreation Supervisor Brian Dunn.
Hey, Brian.
What are you doing?
Getting ready for the cricket game.
What do you mean?
This is my star athlete. Look.
That's not cricket.
It's easy for a native-born American to miss the concept of cricket. It's like soccer, a fun pastime here in the States, but a cultural obsession in a big part of the world. So imagine baseball, with more than a few twists. I'll let Brian Dunn explain.
Most people don't realize that baseball came out of cricket. Cricket existed before baseball. We actually have a large community of people in Okemos who have played cricket, but have not had an opportunity to play it on an organized basis as a youngster, and so we want to provide that opportunity.
So we're standing inside the gym at the Okemos Community Education Office. This is not an outdoor field. It's not even remotely close to the size of an outdoor field, but for all intents and purposes, we're going to simulate that. What are we looking at, and how is cricket set up?
Cricket is set up, as you said, outside. In the center of the field is a pitch that is roughly 66 feet long, and at the end, each end of the pitch is a wicket, which is comprised of three wooden stumps that come up, and then there's two bales that are perched on top of those stumps.
It looks something like a gate.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. And in cricket, the person who's pitching the ball to the batter is actually called the bowler. And unlike baseball or softball, the bowler, when he pitches the ball, has to bounce it on the ground before it gets to the batter. The batsman's first objective is to protect the wicket from being hit by the ball, because if the ball hits the wickets, those three wooden stumps, the batter's out. The second objective for the batsman is to hit the ball into play and be able to run to the other end of the pitch, to the other wicket, and thereby scoring a run. If he hits the ball far enough and he can run back and forth, each time he runs back and forth, it's a run.
Can you demonstrate the technique of a good bowler?
Certainly, and the sound that you're about to hear is the sound of the bales being knocked out of the wicket, which would make the batsman out.
This is a plastic wicket and a rubber ball. Not really authentic, but if we're talking about a kids' league, we should think of safety first.
Yes, it's the correct application for a youth league. The adults have three wooden stumps for the wicket and a wooden bat and a leather ball. And we have a rubber ball and we have hard plastic bats, much like the first baseball bats that a child's ever had.
I wonder if we could demonstrate this.
Sounds good.
All right, let me get the microphone set up here. So am I pitching first, bowling first?
Yes, you are. And just remember that you can't bend your arm, and the ball needs to hit the ground before it gets to the wickets.
And I need to stand about how far away? Not 66 feet.
No, but I would say just underneath that other basket or a little closer, maybe the free throwing, whatever you're comfortable with.
Wow, okay. Boy, that's maybe 20 feet. I'll give that a try. No bending of the arm, and it has to bounce once.
And you hit it first time.
Except that you didn't bounce it. That's the hard part.
Okay, let me try bounce. Too close. Oh, okay.
Wow. Almost perfect.
Maybe we'd have better luck if I attempted to bat.
Let's trade positions this time, Brian.
Well, I think we're going to have to since you hit the wickets, knocked the bales out, and got me out. That's normally what happened anyway.
And it wasn't all that sticky, that wicket, so I guess that was just luck.
Well, you know, it's funny because a sticky wicket actually means that the ground's very wet and damp and the ball doesn't come up like it should. That's a sticky wicket.
But see, I knocked it over myself.
Yes, if you knock it over yourself, you're out.
I'm out. I hit it, but I'm out.
Yes. Do not hit the wicket.
Oh, that's embarrassing. My debut hit in cricket.
Talking with Brian Dunn, the recreation supervisor for Okemos Community Education, about the new Youth Cricket League coming up in July. When does the season actually begin for youth cricket?
It's going to begin the Thursday before. We have a kickoff night where the players will get their uniforms, their team assignments, the rules, and we'll have a little clinic of the various aspects of cricket, whether it's the batsman or the bowler, and a review of the rules and the playing procedures.
This is a very culturally diverse community, Brian. A lot of people who live here do play cricket and have grown up playing cricket. I imagine it won't be too difficult to market this sport to a young American boy or girl who is more familiar with baseball.
That's certainly true. We do have a largely diverse community in Okemos. I think we can thank the university for that. I think the community benefits with that, from that diversity. And I think that given the fact that outside of America and across the world, cricket is actually the second most popular sport in the world. So for all of those people whose families have come here somewhat recently, generationally, their parents played it. They may have played it with them when they were young in the backyard. I think that there'll be plenty of demand. We're hoping for half what we get for T-ball the first year, which is 100 kids, and I think that we'll have no problem getting at least 100 kids to sign up for this.
That's impressive.
Well, we're looking forward to it. I think it's an exciting time for us to have this new sport to offer to the community. And given the fact that we have adults in the community already playing cricket on evenings and weekends, it gives us a lot of confidence that there is going to be a large group that will be interested in playing this in the youth league. The reason that we're forming a planning committee of community members that are knowledgeable of cricket allows us to create a program that'll be authentic to the people who really know how to play cricket, because I certainly do not. And we're going to rely heavily on them to help us fashion a program that will be true to the sport of cricket and yet at a level that the younger children can play and develop. And we're hoping that this will take off and next year we can offer it to the next older tier of players, which will require a higher level of understanding of the rules and coaching and umpiring.
Brian Dunn is the recreation supervisor for Okemos Community Education. Youth cricket for kids age 8 through 11 coming to a wicket near you in Okemos in July. Brian, thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having us.
For Current State, I'm Kevin Lavery.